What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting their possibilities for you to consider, in which you can then come up with your own logical conclusions. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan, and this is Decode Your Reality, and today we're going to be breaking down and decoding the staff of Lucifer, the staff of Moses. I was going to call this the staff of Moses, but as I continued down the rabbit hole, it was really crystal clear that it's the staff of Lucifer. And that means that the Old Testament is not what you think, and Moses is not who you think he is. How did he part the Red Sea? How did he make a serpent out of a rod? I know God says, throw down your staff and it will turn into a snake. Well, it will turn into Lucifer, because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to show you how this is all a big Ponzi scheme. The stories are no different than a Stephen King novel. Let's jump into this. Put on a pair of headphones, block out the outside world. Staff of Lucifer. And again, I could have called this Staff of Moses. This is where I started with this whole thing. So keep that in mind as we move through this. And I will be starting with, of course, the numerology going straight to the source, right? The Hebrew, where this story came from. And we have Moses here. Moses having the same numerology, coincidentally, as Halo or Hell. This here, we can correlate that to Lucifer, because it's been very well known that Isaiah 14 verses 12, talking about the fall of Lucifer, is tied to the serpent, the snake. But how can it be tied to Moses? Well, they have the same numerology. And this is going to reduce all the way down to the number 3. And this 3 is a big deal, because we live on 3. We live on pi, 3. That's why you have the Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all these 3s. Okay? So Moses and Lucifer, one and the same. Share that space. It's all a story, folks. It's just all a story. So this is what we can connect alchemically and through the tarot. And it gets super interesting. I covered this in my Christ Battery Decoded. I covered it in my Back to the Future Decoded. You see, this element on the periodic table, the protons match the numerology of Halo and Moses. They also connect to the word computer in Chaldean, but I'm going to keep it in the Hebrew family here. But what I will say, to digress, is that the research is now showing that we live inside of a computer. And the biting of the apple, this is where you're going to get Apple computers. And the bite is the bit. Okay? The bite is the bit. And that's why knowledge is tied to a computer and the tree of knowledge. Okay, but I'm not going to go too deep on that, but I want to connect the dots. You can see how it has an atomic weight of 88.90. This is going to round up to 89. This is the first letter in the Yod. So the Yod tied to Lucifer. So Lucifer is tied straight into religion. Religion's tied straight into Lucifer. The Yod Heh Vah is tied straight into religion. Religion's tied straight into the Yod Heh Vah. the God of the Israelites. Guess who that would be? Guess who that would be? Anyway, folks, it's called yttrium. You see this Y here? This is the chromosome that determines the sex in human beings. But it's also the letter that comes out of a snake's mouth. Now, if you really think about what I'm showing you here, okay, and just to simply connect it, like, how can you do that? Well, it's you simply look at the symbols. We live in a world of letters, numbers, and symbols. And people really don't pay attention to those. They pay attention to the final product, meaning the final product is like this image of people celebrating on this card. And this is the 39th card in the deck. And why this card? Well, you see the Y there? Them holding the cups up in the form of the Y? It's there, folks. And this is the Three of Cups, the Three. And this is from the Three of Hearts, which is the third card in the deck, the third card in the deck. Three. Right? So we're going somewhere with this, just starting this thing off right here. And I showed this before. It got a lot of traction, a lot of shares on social media. And it's because of the fact that these big deity names are all the same. All of them. Allah, 3. Lucifer, 3. Demiurge, 3. Yaldabaoth, 3. Jehovah, 3. And then you have the words over here, like Babylon, 3. The city of Babylon, the ancient city of Babylon, where Chaldea came from. And then if you do the word 3, it equals 3. The word Ra. Ra is 2 and 1 and 3. So who is Ra? Ra is Allah. Allah is Ra. Ra is Lucifer. Lucifer is Ra. Ra is the Demiurge. The Demiurge is Ra. Ra is Yaldabaoth. Yaldabaoth is Ra. Jehovah is Ra. Ra is Jehovah. It's all a Ponzi scheme. Everything. Everything inside this construct is part of this construct. I'm going to get to that at the very end. So now you know, okay? The staff of Lucifer, the staff of Moses, the staff of Allah, the staff of Yaldabaoth, the staff of Jehovah. It's all the same. Okay? So I'm going to start here, and I'm going to melt your mind a little bit. I'm going to go to Pi. Now, my last name is Piette, right? So I have Pi in my name twice, too, because the two letters in my name is TT. It's Pi. Again, I have it twice. But anyway, I'm going to start off with, and I'm going to show you how the staff of Lucifer, which is AKA the staff of Moses, is tied to Pi and Earth and this computer system that we're living inside of, this movie. So this right here is the third letter in Hebrew called Gimel. And this is the 14th letter called Nun, which makes up Pi, 314. Okay, 314. And here are the letters, right? Straight from the horse's mouth, as they say. And this is why I know that the staff of Moses, which is the staff of Lucifer, which is the staff of Allah and Jehovah and Yaldabaoth and all of the same exact deity names that equal three, is the three is Gimel. Okay? Gimel. And if you start studying the symbols, you have way much more advantage to seeing how this reality works. Now, notice that it means a stick. The staff of Moses. The staff. The three. And then we just now need Nun. So this is the staff here. And now we just need the 1-4. And what is the 1-4? Nun. And look at what we got here. Look at this. Does it get any more apparent than this? That the 1-4, which represents time, Satan equals 1-4. Right? If I go to numerology here, and I type in time, here in Chaldean, time. Okay? Same thing as God, which is the same thing as Satan. Okay? They're all one and the same, folks. Well, it's tied to the serpent story. This is the 14th letter in Hebrew. It's pi. We live in pi. Pi is the prison. This is the prison. This is the story of the serpent, okay? And the enticing aspect of coming down to play in this world and just getting stuck in this world. So the whole soul trap theory has a lot of merit with this. Okay, theory, I say. I'm not going to say it's absolutely 1 plus 1 equals 2, but I'll leave that up to you. But now you know the staff of Moses is pi. Okay, it doesn't get any more clear than this, but let me support it a little bit more. All right, let me support it a little bit more. So when we take pi and you add it up, you add 3 and 14, you get 17. Look at what the damn origin of the 17th letter called P or pay, pi, right? It's a mouth. This is a mouth. 17 is the seventh. Prime number 17 is the star card in the tarot. Okay, you come down to be a rock star, movie star. Okay, 17. You're stuck in pi. You're in the prison. And when you add it up, you get 17, and it's to the 17th letter, and this means the mouth. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, I've covered this. I can't even count now. On my Prison Planet series, Prison Planet Part 2, I covered this. This is the King James Version of Revelation 3, verses 16, which I feel is the way out of this reality. And the way to get out of this reality is to not play. Right? It doesn't say anything bad about this. This is God speaking. And it says, because you are lukewarm, because thou art lukewarm, and neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. What is the mouth? It's pi, right here, the mouth. I will spit you out of my mouth. Okay? It doesn't say anything bad about that, but it says you, because you're lukewarm. Now, what does lukewarm mean? Well, realizing that this reality is love and fear. Okay? It's love and fear. It's hot and cold. Isaiah 45 verses 7 says it strictly. I, the Lord, do all these things. I create peace and evil. That's hot and cold. All right? So you just become meh. And this here, this is my birth card. That's why I'm telling you, I am the messenger to tell you this. And that doesn't mean I am better than anybody. I'm not looking for titles or handouts. I don't care about any of that stuff. I am simply here to tell you. And you could see the 39. Revelation is 39. That's Lucifer. That's Moses. There's the pi. And 16. Wait till I show you what the 16 is tied to. It's the word serpent in Hebrew. But this is, you're trapped and limited in this reality. The eight of spades is the eight of swords. And you're trapped and limited here. Okay, that's what this whole story is all about. You're on the silver screen. Covered this so many times. So now you know, folks, if you don't want to play anymore, you'll get spit out of the mouth, which is the 17, which is this letter here. Simple, right? It's very simple. All this kind of stuff. So now you know what this means. It's Gimel and Nun, 3:14. Okay? The staff of Moses, the staff of Lucifer. Because this is Lucifer's domain. The light game. We're in a game of light. Okay? The devil is light. It's as simple as that. What happens when you say Gimel and Nun in Hebrew? When you actually pronounce them and say them and break down the letters through numerology? Well, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this right here is Nun and this is Gimel. Okay? This is Gimel and this is Nun. And you can see that it adds up to the... First, I'm going to start off with these. Gimel and Nun add up to the number 9 when you reduce them all the way down. This is going to be 7 and 2, which, by the way, is going to be the numerology for Ensof. Ensof, the Almighty in Kabbalah, is 2 and 7. So what is Ensof? Pi, Lucifer, Jehovah, Yaldabaoth, Allah. It's all the same crap, folks. And I mean that with the utmost respect. But if they add to the 7 and the 2, that add up to the number 9. We just go to the alphabet again. What's the 9th letter? Teth. And look at what it comes from. A spinning wheel. Huh. Well, what is it? What spins? It's the perfect circle. It's Earth. It's Earth, folks. This is what the clue is. You're on it. You're on the wheel, man. You're on the samsara wheel. So now we can bring Hinduism in here. Same thing, just a different religion or a concept. Same story told in a different way. Same story, folks. And the nine is endings and completions. It's the regurgitator. The nine is the never ending. The nine repeats, repeats, repeats. You put any number next to the number nine, it repeats it. So it repeats the cycle over and over, and the wheel spins and spins and spins. This wheel spins and spins. This is the game of life, folks. Pi, the prison. This is Castor and Pollux. Gemini, the doppelganger inside of you. Okay? And I want you to notice that the word serpent in Hebrew, where the story came from, is 16. Which, coincidentally, has the same numerology as the word noon. And do you remember what the noon was? The serpent. Coincidence? So that when you say noon, it's 16, and noon is the serpent. And it's the same as the word serpent in Hebrew. So now you have absolute clarification. There is no fudging this. And there's no like, well, maybe that's a shot in the dark. No. These are absolutes here. When you're a decoder and you're looking at these letters, numbers, and symbols, speaking the magic spell, breaking it down to numbers, using the symbology here, what these things represent, connecting Phoenician, Aramaic. I mean, you can decode any language using this methodology. But now you know what this whole thing means. So the serpent story has merit, but what is the serpent? You're in it. It's Ra. It's the celestials above. It's the zodiac wheel. It's the great beast. It's all of it. It's just all the... It's a Ponzi scheme, folks. That's all it is. So here it is, just on one page. So when you say noon, which is the one, which is 14, which is time, God, and Satan in numerology, it's serpent. Okay? Serpent. And that's the prison, okay, of Pi. You're in it. We're in it, right? You're inside of it. And what's really fascinating, just to give you more support here, of the Staff of Lucifer, this show came out on Netflix called Alice in Borderland. And they had a lot of playing cards in here, and this is what this was held up. That this card was the Game Master card. The Three of Clubs. You know what card number it is? 16. It's card number 16. So what is this referencing? The serpent is the game master, which is Nun, which is the snake. And it's a three. What was Moses? Three. What's Lucifer reduced down to? Three. Okay? Three. The Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three. Allah, three. Yaldabaoth, three. Jehovah, three. Three, 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 three. Okay? How about this dude? You want more support? Thomas John Ellis. They casted him to play Lucifer. Actor from over the island in the big pond, Cardiff, Wales. Right? Casted him to play Lucifer. What's his birth card? The Three of Clubs. The 16th card in the deck. Playing the devil. All right. Do you think this guy had a choice? Like a cast, he's an actor. Casted to play Lucifer. And he's got the damn 16th card in the deck, which is the Game Master card in Alice in Borderland, which is tied to the word serpent, which is tied to saying noon, and noon being the 14th letter, and it has a serpent for its etymology for hieroglyphs. Folks, come on, man. How much more do you need to see? Right? But of course, we live in a predestined reality. Right? That's what we live in. We live in a predestined reality. Even his birthday, he was born on the 17th. Remember what pi is. You add up pi. Right? What is pi when you add it up? 17. Right there. Okay? So now you have all the eyes to see this now, folks. You have all the connections. It's very crystal clear. It's super crystal clear. Now you have this, okay? Now you have this. So getting to the tail end of this, right? When we say 314 in Hebrew, okay? When we say it, 314, you get 845. It's going to give you, these are all reduced down. So if you add them up, you're going to get to this single digit. And this is going to be a single digit of 8. Okay? 8. This is going to be a 17 here. 17. When we add it up, the 8, the 4, the 5 is the 17. This guy was born in the 17th. So what do you think is pi? It's hell. It's earth. You're in it. It's the staff of Lucifer, the staff of Moses. It's pi. Okay? It's the mouth. So if you don't want to play anymore, if you want to get spit out of pi, you got to be lukewarm. And I'm telling you, folks, God is Satan. It's the serpent. It's Lucifer. That's what all this research shows here when you connect it to Hebrew. It can't be any other way, because this is God saying, I will spit you out of my mouth. What is mouth? What's the mouth? Pi. 17. I will spit you out of my mouth. He's born in the 17th. Playing Lucifer. Okay? You're in the light game. That's why Lucifer is known as the light bringer. Jesus, the light of the world. Same thing. The characters are the same. Okay? And you, if you want to get spit out of this game, if you want to get spit out, you gotta learn how this reality works, and you can't get so mad at things, and you can't be trying to prove people wrong and thinking that, you know, there's only one way and this and that. Well, you know, here, I've covered this already. You're in the prison. That's, you can take this, you can spell some words out on the periodic table. This is one of them. And I went through this whole thing many times, and if you add all this stuff up, the numbers are so magnificent and so magical, what they link to. And this element right here, this is the Royal Society of Chemistry, and this is called praseodymium, and there's the prison bars right there. It's the Gemini symbol, and Gemini is Castor and Pollux, and Castor and Pollux represents you and your doppelganger, right? And it's the 59th element. That's why there's 59 beads in Catholicism, the rosary. That's why you'll never, ever in a million years pledge to anything religion. I will never do any conjuring, any kind of entities, and all that. They all work for the same boss. All of it. All of this is the works of, if you want to bring religion to it, the devil. Right? Satan, Satanus, Diabolo. It's all the same thing. Diabolos is 27. That's a 9. Showed you the 9. You're in it, man. You're in pi. This is where it came from in the original Greek. 17. You're in the prison, right? You're in it. So how do you get out? Lukewarm. So this is my final slide and my conclusion for this decode. And I want you to read this with me. It says, everything within this construct, including all names and titles for gods, demons, angels, spirits, religion, and so on, is owned by this matrix without exception. Ownership of all things in this matrix is a Ponzi scheme. Every book, every ancient artifact, everything you can think about was created inside this matrix, the mother. Okay? And it's designed to entertain you, and you are entertainment. And there's nothing good or bad in here. Everything just is. It's a story. And there's no difference than reading a Stephen King novel. It's the same thing. It's a storybook. And it's all magic. Okay? It's all magic, and it's owned by the same boss, and that's for a different story. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's the decode on the staff of Lucifer. Would love to hear what you saw. Keep your comments coming. Just keep them cordial. You don't have to agree, but this is what I use for support. Beyond just saying, well, it's this and it's that. Well, what do you got to support, right? I'm all about tangible stuff. What do you got to support? This is absolute support from my book. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you all coming out. Big shout out to my Patreon members. Thank you for all your support. And my name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you.